Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, what do you say we head back down to Lake Fork? And I want to tell you about a bass tournament on May the 12th. Actually, I want DPS Sergeant, my friend Michael Sparks, to tell you about the DPS Troopers Foundation Bass Tournament that will be at Lake Fork on May the 12th. Michael, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for all that you and your fellow troopers do. I mean, when you guys, I know that you have, when you're needed badly, and I want you to know we all appreciate it, man. You know, we appreciate what you do.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
All right, let's talk bass fishing. What do you say? I mean, May the 12th, the DPS Troopers Foundation Bass Tournament will be at Fork. Where will it headquarter, Michael?
It'll go out of Lake Fork Marina.
Okay, the old Lake Fork Marina, yep. And we want to make sure, I think there's a Facebook contact, folks, that Michael's going to give you, but just be thinking, I want everybody to remember this on May the 12th, and a lot of you folks that like to bass fish in tournaments, I want you to know about it, and then you'll be able to sign up and be part of it. Michael, tell us what the tournament is all about, what the proceeds go to, and I know it's a foundation. I know this much, it helps the families of troopers that might be, you know, might have a tough go, right?
Yes, sir. It actually does quite a few things. It does some survivor death benefits for troopers that are fallen in the line of duty. Has, like I said, emergency financial assistance for troopers, say, like the floods down in Houston this year where people were out without their homes because they had so much water.
Mm-hmm, right.
Does scholarships for DPS Trooper Foundation members and actually some of the public kids. They have some at-risk youth programs that they, you know, for advancing the anti-drug and alcohol and stay-in-school programs for kids. That's a lot of really good things for everybody.
Well, will it be like a team tournament, Michael, or how will that work?
The registration is $200 a boat. You can have up to a maximum of two people. So if you don't have a partner, you can still fish it, but the registration cost is still the same.
I got you. $200 per boat. And the time, do you have a time set yet when it starts and when it ends?
We don't quite have the starting time
yep.
yet. We'll put that out at our registration. We're going to have registration on Friday, May 11th, and we'll go from like 1 o'clock until whenever. And then we'll also have some registration early Saturday morning from 4 o'clock until, 7, 8. As long as people need us there, we'll be there.
Right, right. And then, like, I guess it'll be conducted like most bass tournaments, right?
Yes, sir. We'll also have a weigh-in at 4 o'clock,
okay.
4 p.m. on Saturday at Lake Fork Marina.
Lake Fork Marina, that's good. Well, hopefully there will be, I bet there will be a lot of, already a lot of interest, but hopefully that when we help get the word out, there will be even more people. How many teams or how many boats would you kind of estimate there might be, or would you make a guess?
This is our first one, so we're really not sure. We have a lot of really good prizes this year. The support from the community around Lake Fork has been really outstanding. So we have some good prizes and stuff. Everybody out in that area is saying it's going to be a big tournament. We're not sure.
Hoping for the best. Hoping for the more the merrier, right?
Yes, sir. When I started this, I was thinking maybe I'll get 50 boats and start it small, but everybody's saying we're going to have at least 100 to 200 boats.
There's a huge interest. Lake Fork is, I remember the day that Lake Fork opened. I mean, I'm an old, Michael, I've been an old outdoors writer. I've been writing and hunting and fishing articles and for about 28 years. So I've kind of followed Lake Fork from the get-go. And a lot of the guides that I knew when I first started writing about Lake Fork, have retired or gone on, but there's what amazes me about Fork. It did go through a period two or three years ago when during the droughts, maybe 3 years
right.
back. Yeah, kind of a tough time. I've got a lot of buddies that still guide down at Fork. And everybody had a tough time, but now I've talked to lots of folks, and the bass fishing had been really good this spring down at Fork. I mean, it really has. So hopefully the guys fishing this tournament, you know, I imagine they know a lot more about Fork bass than I do, but I bet you there's going to be some good bass caught, you know.
I think there is. There's been some big ones caught this year in the last month and a half. I think they've had 3 over 13 pounds already and numerous over 10 pounds.
You bet. Fork is still a viable contender when it comes to big bass, isn't it, you know?
Yes, sir, it is.
And it was, I guess, the original Texas big bass, the big bass lake, you know, the Cheryl Lunker program and all that kind of got launched there from Fork. But and you know, the neat thing about Fork, we're getting away from your tournament a little bit, Michael, but the neat thing about Lake Fork that I like now, I mean, yeah, it's an awesome bass fishery. It's also one heck of a catfish lake, too. And you know, the white bass, sand bass, I know I can remember back when the mere mention of a white bass in Lake Fork would send guys just, you'd see their hair stand on end, you know. But
right.
The truth of the matter is, in the last, probably 5 years ago, white bass, sand bass fishing has got pretty steady at Fork. And the truth of the matter is, you know, they don't really compete with black bass, I don't think. And the biologists tell me they don't. They're an open water forage fish, but they're also another good eating fish. So, you know, release the bass and eat the catfish and then the crappie and the white bass down there. So Fork's got a lot going for it, in my opinion, you know.
Oh, it does. It does.
Well, let's do this, Michael. Let's hook everybody up, I guess, through Facebook first, where they can learn all about the tournament on May the 12th. How would they learn more through Facebook?
You can search it for DPSTF Team Bass Fishing Tournament, and that'll pull up the Facebook page. And if you can't find something on there, all you got to do is just send a message, and I typically try to respond within an hour or two. And get you all the information from there, and you get all your information, send anything you need from there. It's just seems like a one-stop, easier thing, because Everybody has Facebook nowadays. Just about.
Oh, yeah, we're all Facebookers nowadays. So let's say it again, the DPSTF, give us the correct, if you were going to go to Facebook and search it, tell us again.
It's DPSTF Team Bass Fishing Tournament.
Okay. All right. Well, that's easy to remember. And the way Facebook works, once you start typing it in, a lot of it will just pop up usually, you know, if you get it started
right there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Michael, again, thanks for all that you guys do. And thanks for being our guest on our radio show here. It's not long till the tournament. So go to the Facebook and then you're ready to go. And this will be on May the 12th. Folks, remember that. We're recording this just a little bit earlier, but it will be on May the 12th. Michael, thank you, buddy, and be safe out there, and make sure and keep me posted on future fishing tournaments and future things, any way that we can be of help. Well, you've got an open microphone with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in Deep East Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. the Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan Carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you missed something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.